My name's Keane McGargle, and this is Reviewables, the comedy podcast that puts the world to rights one review at a time. Now, before we start the show, don't forget, 18th of May, Reviewables live in the Workman's Club. Thursday, the 18th of May, tickets are available from reviewables.eventbrite.ie. There's a link in the show notes. There's a link on our Facebook page. We'll be tweeting the link all the time. Come along. It's going to be great fun. There's me, Edwin, Alison Spittle, Kevin McGahan, Ronan Grayson, Damian Clark, all four, €8 in advance or €10 on the door. We'll see you there. Now, this week's show, special guest is Iman Adama.
Energy sources we like, renewable. Some sweets are hard and others are chewable. Bank accounts, well, interests accruable. We believe that everything's reviewable.
Delighted to have you on the show. You're the first black we've had. And hopefully not the last. So, just for the viewers listening,
yeah, what's up?
Iman is a foreigner, which yes. is why his accent is so strange.
I'm Irish, mate. I'm Irish.
We only talked on the phone for the first while. I just thought you were from Mullingar, but it's not. You're from Nigeria.
Yeah.
I'm bad with accents.
My brother just came back from Nigeria.
Did he get his credit card scam? He must have done it to them.
No, he got an email from a prince. And then he found out it was actually Prince.
And he was communicating with Prince from beyond the grave.
And the email said, Hey Johnny, you don't know me. I'm Prince. I'm a singer.
And he said, I do know you.
Something's going wrong. I think I might die in an elevator. Sincerely, warm regards, Prince. No, he was in Nigeria for 2 months.
Oh, doing
on
what?
A taxi driver exchange program. He was working with disadvantaged monkeys. Yeah, he was working
one of our
friends works in animal conservation.
Yeah, so disadvantaged monkeys,
so they're taking monkeys that have been orphaned through
monkeys when there's starving kids around. Fuck the kids, let's go grab some monkeys and save their lives when there's a kid over fly in his eye. That is a good job to your uncle. Yeah,
you wait right there.
It's his brother, not his uncle.
The last time I checked, human children were not endangered.
You
right.
never know. Okay.
So we should not help animals at all, Iman.
No, I think we should. But like, you know.
But just not Ed's brother, should.
No, but like there's a staffing Nigerian kid in the corner and you're out here chilling with monkeys.
Why didn't your brother
taking
help?
Your Michael Jackson.
He probably helped.
He was just standing in the jungle, arms wide, like singing
Earth song.
What about the monkeys?
What about the monkeys out there playing violins?
Welcome to Reviewables.
Yeah, we've been just chatting for ages
this
here.
This is the comedy podcast where we put the world to rights one review at a time.
One review at a time.
My name's Keane McGarry.
One is the loneliest review that we'll ever do.
And don't forget as well, just before we get into this too much, we have a live show coming up. Don't forget about the live show. I just reminded you about the live show at the start of the podcast, but here it is again. Still the start of the podcast. Come along, 18th of May, the Workman's. It's going to be great.
Cool,
today, our special guest is Iman Adama.
Yes.
You know? Mullingar's finest.
Nigerian finest, you know.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not from Mullingar.
Nah, mate.
Well, hang on a second.
The accent and the skin tone threw you off there.
Well, it's an audio thing, so it's just the accents. There's a photo in the show notes. You can see what Iman looks like if you don't know him.
I'm beige.
And
you're beige.
Yeah, beige.
I don't think you know what that means.
I am two tones away from black. Two skin tones.
You are not beige, my friend. I'm sorry to tell you.
Look, I worked in Woody's. I know my paint colors.
Yeah, I know my
swabs.
Get your swab. Get your swab book out there.
Speaking of work.
Go get your swab shine box.
I think your color is Midnight Desire.
Midnight Desire.
At least.
Oh, you white people. This is some bullshit I got to listen to.
Comedy racism.
I got to use the race to my power. Like, that's the only strength I have. You know, I'm going to be like.
It's your superpower.
Yeah, like anytime you guys say something I don't like, I'm like, that's racism. Even though it's true.
The race car.
You're ugly. That's racism.
I think you're an arsehole. That's racism. So, we review things on this show, usually.
Iman, what would you like to review? What would you like to talk about today?
My No job, no more.
Your employment history?
Yeah, my mystery, my sex life, anything you guys want to talk about. My ex-sex life.
I don't want to really talk about your sex life, to be honest. I want to talk about your job.
That only depresses me, but yeah. my own lack thereof.
Yeah, the lack of sex. It's okay, yeah. It's okay.
I don't have a job either.
It's okay. Ah, listen.
Well, I do. I just got a text. I have a gig tonight.
That's not a job. Comedy is not a job. It's a hobby. Yeah. Like, I used to have a real job, or like your joke. I know I used to do comedy as well, but I used to have a real job.
I mean, you used to do comedy. You stopped doing comedy. I still do comedy.
Yeah, when did this happen?
You're coming up now.
You're doing the cat laughs this year.
Yeah, I'm doing cat laughs this year, yeah.
Well, what's that going to be like, I wonder?
Wow, the air is thick with bitterness here in the studio.
Listen, you have to put a talking black man in there, and I was the only one in the community. Okay,
you're supposed to say, no, it's not tokenism. I'm there because my show's great. Come to see my show.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'll give you another chance.
I'll give you another chance.
Let's do this again.
So you're doing Kilkenny this year?
Oh yeah, man, because I'm fucking amazing.
There you go, guys. You heard it from the horse's mouth. But you're doing your full show. Your Edinburgh preview.
Yeah, I'm doing my Edinburgh preview.
So it's in the Wildcat section.
It's about me and my family and my mom and my girlfriend.
That's what my show is about.
Really?
You and your family and your girlfriend and your mom. We already have a show about a young man growing up in Nigeria and moving to Ireland. I don't know. I'm just assuming. I'm assuming you did grow up in Nigeria.
I grew up there a few. Yeah, I was there for a few years and then I came over here.
Yeah, well, when did you come over here?
When I was like five or six.
This is getting dangerously close to an interview. We know how we feel about interviews on this podcast, Edward.
But you're not an Irish citizen yet.
Excuse me, let me get my passport. I am an Irish citizen.
And as a citizen of Ireland.
Yeah.
You're allowed work, and you're also allowed to get fired.
Yeah.
Tell us about your job, Eamon. What was your job up until this morning, was it?
No, this morning. Okay. I'll tell you why.
If you went to work, you got fired. Fucking, I'm going to do a podcast.
No, okay, now. Today's the day that, like, they're going to give me the letter to be like, yo, get the fuck out. You know, we don't want you in our beauty.
P45.
Yeah, you're going to be like, yeah.
Dear Eamon, get the fuck out. You know,
bring this to the dole office.
Today's the day when they say, nah, mate, you're out of here, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of sources in the company have told me already,
like,
Eamon, you're getting fired. So guess what I'm going for, right? I'm going for investigation just to see my future when I know what my future is going to be already, because people in the company told me already.
Eamon used to work, or still technically works, in a non-disclosed cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Let's just say
it's
kind of like a world of cinema.
It's a world of cinema. He has like 17 to 18 screens.
Well, that's narrowed it down. So
certainly narrows it down.
So the Savoy, you say. Yeah.
The IFI.
When it came to me in that place, like, I just felt like I was just sick of it. I was sick of the customers, sick of that the money. Like, okay.
I think everyone who works in retail or dealing with the public hates the public.
Like, a lot of people ask you the most stupidest question ever. Self-entitled people. Don't come to that place. They have this card they give out.
We can bleep that out.
Oh yeah, we'll bleep that out.
Oh, sorry. And they have a card, right? They have a card that they give you, right?
What's in
a monthly card?
Let's call it Cinema Land.
Like a monthly card, right?
The Cinema Land monthly card. I used to have that.
Yeah, Cinema Land monthly card.
I said
right?
Monthly card.
Monthly.
Daftedly a monthly card.
I can't do it. I'm not doing his laughter. I've got my lungs are terribly worn.
Catch the pigeon and the latest releases with the monthly card.
So they have this card, right?
Yeah.
And like a lot of customers, right? Customers that go have the cards, right?
Oh yeah, the
and
unlimited
they,
job,
And they are the most self entitled people I have ever met in my life.
I used to have one of those cards.
Really? They used to come over and they used to be like, sorry, somebody is sitting. Somebody is sitting on my favorite seat, so can you go up there? And I'm like,
what are they, Norman Cheers?
Like, move one thing.
My favorite seat. Some of them
have their seats written down of each screen. Each screen's on their favorite seat.
They should donate money to Cinemaland. And then I have a little plaque, and it's like their seat.
The seat, just in case. Yeah. You know? I got fired.
Surprisingly, not for punching a customer, though.
No. I'm banned for a year.
You're banned.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because you're fired, you got to be banned for a year because you don't want you to come back in and get free stuff. So,
what did you do?
Okay. Basically, right. So they have the place where they set the field, the popcorn and everything, right? So, yeah. And there I am, and the customer, like, he was busy. Like, customer just coming up to me, right? And there I was bored. So I just took the scoop for the popcorn and I dipped it into the popcorn, took a popcorn in the scoops, put it in my hand, and ate it while I'm serving customers. Regular stuff to do on a day job. Yeah. And the camera was looking at me, and I saw the camera looking at me, and I still looked at it, you know? And just kept eating. And I did it like 8 times. And guess what happened, right? So like a customer, right? made a complaint, right? And then they called me into the office, right? To the manager office, right? It was me and the manager and the supervisor, right? I felt like this is a prison. Like the supervisor was standing behind me with his hand folded, like, hey, I'm gonna kick you. I'm like, listen, dude, chill, you know? And the manager is sitting beside me. This is where it gets crazy, right? Now, they said to me, hey man, we've had a complaint of you, whatever. I was like, yeah. And then they showed me the CCTV. Yeah.
Of you eating the popcorn.
20 minutes of CCTV of me doing the same stuff.
You had to watch 20 minutes of your left eating popcorn.
And afterwards, he said to me.
You hadn't denied.
No, I haven't denied it yet. After that, he asked me, do you want me to show you from a different angle? I was like, no, mate.
So you had to say.
Cinematic evidence of all time.
You had to sit through
40 minutes. Yes.
Sitcom work of yourself eating popcorn, and you hadn't actually denied it. You just said, no. "Yeah, I was."
Yeah,
because so that's not me.
The only black person in there. Yeah. No, man,
that's not me. That's some other black guy. You guys are being racist, assuming that it's
me. No, that's what scared me the most. When he said to me, "I'm going to show you a different angle." I'm like, "Me? What? That was me." 20 minutes already, that's me. There's no need for you to.
I'm surprised he hadn't done a multi-camera edit with some music and everything. It's like, check this out.
Check this tracking shot.
Wait, I think I have the paper for my investigation.
We've added some.
Oh, yeah, have
this is my investigation for truth.
Now, first off, it's strictly private and confidential.
I wonder, are we going to get sued for this?
I won't read out your address.
Yeah.
Cinema Land.
Invitation. I love this.
Once again, Cinema Land.
Dear Emmanuel, invitation to investigation meeting. It's like, nah, I don't want to go.
No.
Thanks for the invitation. I'm telling you,
right? Okay, I had one.
What's the dress code?
No, guess what, right? But this is the second one because I had one on Friday that I missed.
Yeah. It has come to our attention that you may have been involved in alleged breach of health and safety procedure. Well, it's dangerous to have popcorn in your hand.
Please find attached a link to a video.
You may have allegedly consumed stock. As a result of the allegation, as per our company policy and procedure, you are invited to attend an investigatory meeting where the evidence gathered to date will be presented to you for discussion. I think this is the plot for the next Better Call Saul episode. I would like to hold this meeting with you on Friday, April 28th.
Oh, they're so polite.
You failed to attend the meeting and you failed to advise us of your inability to attend. I would like to reschedule and meet with you on Tuesday, May 2nd.
At your earliest convenience.
You are entitled to bring a representative to the hearing. A representative?
Did your lawyer up?
A work colleague or trade union representative. Okay. Better call Saul, who has appropriate certification.
Do you? Is there a union in there?
Yeah, there's a union, but like, who am I going to bring? There's a video of me eating popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you're getting fired.
I'm not going to be able to, like...
By the time this goes out, you'll probably be fired.
I'll be fired by 3 p.m. 3 p.m. today, I'll be fired.
Well...
I'll get my lettuce.
Like I say, I can't read it anymore. It says, please confirm your availability by contacting me on this number.
I contacted them and said I was coming.
At 5 p.m. on May 1st, 2017. Mayday.
This is me, man.
Ruga.
So this is me.
That would have been a good way to remember.
I know. This is me selling drugs to kids now. That's my new job. Selling drugs to kids. I'm only messing.
Don't sell drugs to kids. They've got no money. Sell to adults.
No, because sell to kids. Who the hell's going to believe them? Who's going to believe that man? Shut the fuck up.
Sell drugs to kids. I'm thinking about
there'll be a 40-minute video of you selling drugs to kids that the cops will make you watch. Here you are with the heroin. There you are. Do you want to see another angle?
No.
Is there anything you're going to miss about the job?
Yeah,
free movies.
Nah, because I watch my films online anyway, you know.
You work in a cinema and you still illegally download films.
Yeah, wow. well, he has to check if these camera shots are good, you know, from shooting them. That's what you've been doing. That's why you're really fired, isn't it?
I mean, no,
we actually have a 40-minute video of you downloading films illegally. We'd like you to watch it.
Actually, I was watching a cam of the new Beauty and the Beast, and I swore I could.
It was me. Yeah,
you were singing along with all the songs.
Have you ever been fired, Edwin?
Yeah, have you?
Have I ever been fired? I've been let go.
That's fired. Don't try sweeten it up for us.
I've been let go as well.
You've been fired as well.
It wasn't a firing because I got what you call it, redundancy. So that's not.
That's not being fired. Did you get redundancy?
No, but
you've been fired.
No, I was only a temp. I was doing a temp job. I was the Telly Bingo hotline. That was one of my jobs.
Were the Telly Bingo hotline. Explain that to us, because that sounds like you were saying you were an actual phone.
I worked in a call center. I did, you know, cold calls and all that horrible stuff. But one of the things they did was they were the Telly Bingo hotline. So the Telly Bingo would be on, and then from 10 till midnight.
Yeah.
I'd be the Telly Bingo hotline.
That job sounds boring as hell. No offense, mate. You just sound like you're sitting down thinking about your life, contemplating what you're doing with yourself.
Surfing the internet. That's everyone's job.
It was actually easy. I'd sit there for 2 hours and surf the internet, and it was a free number that people would. So the winner of the Telly Bingo would ring in to confirm that they'd won. But because it was a free number, I used to tell my family and friends
to ring.
So I'd get to talk to them for free. But you know what was funny, right? Because Shirley Temple Bar would present it, and then for some reason,
people would think you were Shirley Temple Bar.
He was in full drag.
Drag, yeah.
And then for some reason, they wanted him to wear a suit.
He presents it in a suit. Now.
He presents it in a suit.
He doesn't do it as
Shirley
Temple
Bar. But what happened was he was presenting it as Shirley Temple Bar, and then the next week he was wearing a suit, and people would ring in. Would ring the hotline to complain about stuff as well.
Yeah.
So I had an old woman on the phone who rang in and was saying, "Why have they got that young man on now? I like the woman. Will they get the woman back?" And I was going, "Do I explain to this woman what a drag queen is? The girl, he talks too fast. He does the balls too fast." I was like, it's the same voice. Yeah. He's doing exactly the same job.
Hey guys, just to interrupt and let you know, once again, a reminder that we are doing a live show on Thursday, May 18th in the Workman's Club in Dublin. Amazing lineup. Kevin McGarren, Ronan Grace, Alison Spittle, and Damien Clark. There's a link in the show notes for tickets. There's a Facebook event going around. There's also Twitter and all that sort of stuff. We'll see you there. Now, back to the show.
Some lady in work, right? Some girl in work, right?
This is just by the expression on your face, I am guessing that this is something I'm going to edit out of the podcast for legal reasons.
Okay, go on. So, some girl in work, right? Like some a staff member
in
right?
cinema
right?
land.
Yeah, cinema land, right? She made a complaint about me, right? Now, I was laughing. All of the managers were laughing because the complaint was outrageous, right?
What was the complaint?
She said that I said to her, right, that I'm going to get a gun, you know, and I'm going to shoot her in the head. And then they called me down, and I'm in there sitting down with like four managers sitting down. He says to me, "Eman, we have a serious matter to discuss with you." I was like, "What is it?" Because I'm scared. Because I get in trouble every day. Yeah, I get in trouble every day.
Is this about my popcorn eating?
Yeah, so I was in there scared.
Do I have to watch the video again?
Yeah, so I'm in there like shaking, like, oh, they
fucking hate these repeats. You know?
We've got a director's cut.
Commentary. Here's the director's commentary. This angle we thought just highlighted the fact that he's stealing the popcorn from us.
So then it said to me, "Oh, Eman, like a staff member, I've made a complaint about you." I'm like, "Oh, what is it now?"
That was a surprise because you hadn't been doing anything to
the concession stand. It's a victimless crime,
you know. And then what they said to me, they said, "And this lady said that you said this stuff, you're gonna get it going and whatever." And I bust out laughing, like, "Nah,
am I gonna get a gun?"
I was like, "You guys are joking me, ain't you?" And you're like, "No, right?" And they all started laughing, right? But then they said to me, "Eman, stop laughing, because right now, right, what we're gonna do is like, we're gonna get the girl in here. That's just to say it to your face and stop laughing, because if you laugh, we are gonna laugh." And I'm like, "Guys, I'm going to laugh. Okay.
So they didn't believe it.
They didn't believe it either.
It does not sound like something you'd say.
Especially I was like, that is too well thought out.
Says out of a Hollywood movie.
Although we do have to tell you,
I think she'd been watching too many movies in cinema land.
I know. Like,
this is actually legally a court of law, this podcast. So watch what you say, counselor.
Yeah.
So,
sorry. So.
Bailiff's coming now.
We have the girl.
That's him, the
right
popcorn
here.
Muncher.
So she came in, right? She's sitting there, right? I'm holding my laughing. I don't want to laugh at her face because I'm like, no, Iman. All the managers are looking at me saying to me, Iman, if you laugh, we're going to laugh. So you better not fucking laugh. And then they said to her, so can you tell us what, like, this guy said to you, what Iman said to you? And then she said it again. And I bust out laughing, and they were all laughing, and she was in there looking like a idiot.
Did you not get on with her? Did she hate you? Or was she just...
She's just... let's just say...
She's just...
Okay, yeah. Well, let's... Okay, definitely don't say her name.
Yeah.
I at least you didn't say I'm gonna get you. I'm really gonna get you now.
I know. Guess where I am? Guess what they said to us, guys, do not let this conversation and to go leave the room.
Don't talk about this on a podcast.
No, I'll tell you.
And yeah. did she allege that other people had threatened her with guns, knives, or samurai swords?
No, just me. Just the black guy in there, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
just pants low and carries a gun in work sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
I brought a gun to work one time, and now everyone thinks I have a gun.
Yeah, if she didn't like you, and she'd make up a story, you want to make up a believable story.
Or she could have said, "Hey, Iman's stealing the popcorn."
Well, let me tell you what she said to, like, the group of people that I know, right? This was what she said to them, and I swear to you, right? And this is what they said to me. They're like, "Iman, this is what she said to us. She's like, and you know, Iman is like them people, you know, so like." So like, do you believe he would carry a gun? And she was like, no, we know Iman. He would never do this. Like,
wait,
yeah,
she
but
said, you're like them
people. Like, you know, that carry. And I was like.
She didn't say M people.
No, she was not.
You're like Heather Small.
Smooth, middle of the road.
Got a great voice.
Melodic.
Listen, you should take
He's
up singing.
Got a gun.
Fuck the comedy, mate. Fuck the comedy. Take up singing, you know.
I have a great singing voice, yeah.
I have a terrible singing voice.
Yeah,
I do.
I cry when I sing.
Sorry,
do
just
you?
Immediately
yeah.
agree with
you. You cry when you sing.
No, like if I sing, it sounds like me crying. It's just
right.
The same.
It sounds like you cry. I thought you meant you're so good at singing that you make yourself cry.
It's so beautiful.
Review.
Review Who, where I've trawled the internet for the worst and the best of consumer reviews, and it's up to Iman and Edwin to tell me what's been reviewed based on the terrible review that I read out.
Okay.
We don't have buzzers, but we can make buzzer noises.
Okay. You want to make buzzer noises?
Yeah.
What's your buzzer noise, Iman?
Shamu.
Very similar to mine.
Very similar.
Yours is Shamu and mine's Aru.
This is going to be very confusing for the listeners.
Okay.
At first, you're like, this is terrible. Then you start getting hungry, and now everyone in the room hates you even more than they did a moment ago. It's perfect.
Shamu.
Is it popcorn?
Shamu.
Is it popcorn? Is that a review of the 20-minute video of Infinity Popcorn? I didn't make my...
I said Shamu.
You said Shamu, so you guess.
I'm thinking it's going to be Kit Kat.
It's not. No, it's not. And I'll give you a clue. It's not actually food.
Oh.
That's not really a good clue, but it's a clue all the same.
A food.
All right, here's another review.
Of the same thing.
Yeah. Extremely disappointed. I was expecting something along the lines of maybe a fresh pizza being pulled out of the oven, or at least cheap cafeteria food pizza. Nope. It smells like someone just put spices and tomato sauce on a foot and left
Shamu.
It
Shamu!
Iman.
Tomato sauce.
It's not tomato sauce.
It's not a food.
Is it a review of a restaurant or?
It's not a review of a restaurant.
This is a review of.
Okay, last review.
Oh, this is hard,
this
mate.
Last review of this product.
Where'd you get this for, me?
Amazon. It's off Amazon, yeah. I bought this so all my food would taste like my favorite food, pizza. I attempted to spray it on my bowl of cereal this morning. Do not attempt to spray on food. It tastes like perfume.
Shamu.
Oh,
Iman.
I'm thinking, can I get two guesses? It's an oven.
It's not an oven. How would you spray an oven on something?
Is it a sprayable pizza flavorer?
It's
sprayable tomato sauce.
It's very close. No, it's not a food.
It's a spray.
It's a pizza cologne.
A pizza, who would wear a fat dude? A fat dude, I want to sniff himself and feel hungry.
I think I should get a point. I said pizza flavorer.
I think you should get pizza.
Similar,
except for the person that said that. they sprayed it on their food and it didn't. It just tasted like perfume.
Yeah.
Also, I said no tomato point. Sauce, like me. That's tomato sauce make
it's
pizza.
It's not
bro.
Tomato sauce. It's tomato a perfume. It's a cologne that smells like pizza.
You know what to do? Don't take that pizza cologne. Take it to Africa. Spray that starving kids. Smell yourself, kids. Just watch them fight each other.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you said that. I mean, I was thinking it, but I'm glad you said it.
Oh, I'll just get a bunch of fat people in a room, just spray it on them, watch them drool on each other.
He's taking so much delight in this.
This is a sequel to your popcorn eating video.
Oh, fat people will hate me, mate. They hate me.
Well,
what are we going to do?
Especially fat racists. Yeah. All right.
Oh, sorry. We're going to hell for this. That was bad.
No, here's the next review. Hell doesn't exist. That's not real. This is hell. Not this podcast.
I'd like to take my pizza spray into hell.
Do you know what's hell?
It smells lovely.
Cinemaland.
Cinemaland. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is. Oh.
This episode sponsored by Cinemaland.
Cinemaland.
A land of
cinema. I don't work no more.
Right, here's the next review. Filled with underage teenagers drinking and smoking something that smelt somewhat like an illegal substance that smelt very similar to freshly cut grass. I'm putting Irish people down as this is what tourists think of us.
My bedroom.
Nope. I just love this.
In
smelling
my dreams.
Something that smelt somewhat
underage
like...
Underage teenagers smoking dope in my bedroom.
Smelt something like an illegal substance that smelt very similar to freshly cut grass. They're trying to say, well, it smelt like grass. Because... grass doesn't like illegal
freshly cut grass doesn't smell like
marijuana. No, yeah. It doesn't at all. Yeah. This person doesn't really know what grass any type of grass smells like, I think, is their problem. So that's the review. What do you think they're reviewing? It's a place, obviously.
Galway.
All Galway.
Galway. Just
From the Spanish church. That's on top of Shop Street.
Underage teen. Yeah, this is accurate, but unfortunately no. Galway.
Is it Club M?
It's not Club M.
It's not Club M. Temple Bar.
It's not. No.
Is it a club? Is it
close
a club?
Enough. It's not a club. Nope.
Is it underage teenage land?
It's just beside Cinema World. Cinema World.
Oh. Ah! Stop my Snapchat now.
We've been sued.
They're coming for us. Okay, here's the next. Here's another review for the same place. Too many unsavory characters around to feel safe or even think of sitting on the filthy seats. Not worthy of being called a park. Certainly not an attraction. Your hometown will have something better than this. For goodness sake, get it cleaned up and stop ripping off tourists.
Stephen's Green Park.
Boom, Stephen's Green.
Boom. Boom.
Who writes a review over
Stephen's Green? Who complains? Free park, mate. You don't have to be there. Okay, you little cheap.
That's a complaint about nature.
This guy is...
American.
That guy is from Belfast.
Take it out. I hope the new Titanic ship sink.
Have you been?
With nobody in there dying. I hope there's nobody on the boat.
That's what I always think when I go to Belfast and I see the Titanic Museum and the tour and they're so proud of it.
That's the
fucking thing sank, you know.
I'm like, you know, that's the only thing you have anyway. What's your tourist attraction?
That's
the
most famous ship that sank in the world. Stop bragging about the ship that sank.
The reviews for Stephen's Green are great. The first one, the woman who was... who's Katie Orr reviewing it on TripAdvisor, who was trying to allude to someone smoking pot in the park. She also reviewed the Halfpenny Bridge. She gave it 2 stars for the fact that the lover's locks have been cut off and for the fact that it's just a bridge. Oh.
People have a lot of time on their hands.
Okay, one more place. This is another location.
That lady that wrote that wrote the message to my boss saying that I was in popcorn while serving her. Well, too much time.
Did she put it on Yelp or anything?
No, she put it on the Facebook page.
I really should have gone on the Facebook page before you came.
I'm going to write a review of Cinemaland
and
say
you dare.
There was a lovely dark-skinned gentleman charmingly eating popcorn out of his hand while serving me.
More of this, please.
And I found it to be quite delightful. I hope he wasn't fired over it.
I'm going to leave a review and says, I enjoyed my experience at Cinemaland.
And I miss that guy. Say you miss him.
Unfortunately... Yeah. I found it lacking in people threatening to shoot other people in the head.
Give us more. We've got one more.
And this is another place.
Okay.
If this is a great review, so please. There we go.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm good.
If you go here, the thing I would highly recommend you buy is a crash helmet to protect you. Often it is so packed with commuters that sardines look at each other and smile appreciatively. There's a busker every 4 centimeters. All of them vying for the airspace on one of the most competitive street performance hubs I've seen. Tourists and Dubliners alike think this is great, but if you're a street performer, you'll understand why buskers almost queue up.
Shamu!
For the same reasons taxi drivers do. Iman.
Shamu, I'm thinking it's Temple Bar.
It's not Temple Bar, but you're not far off. One more line in this review.
Temple Land?
No, it's Church World. If you can
Cinebar.
Last line in this review is, P.S. If you can afford to shop here, you've got too much money, and I hope someone burns your house
down. Brown Thomas. Brown Thomas.
The caviar
it's not
store.
Brown Thomas. It's a whole street.
Grafton Street. The caviar and diamond necklace
yes,
store.
It's Grafton Street.
Who reviews Grafton Street?
And who says stuff about pigeons?
You've got too much money. I hope someone burns your house down.
On Grafton Street.
This is Wise Eyes, and they're from Greece. Angry, angry people.
From Greece? Excuse you, Greece has no money, mate. That's what, like, they're complaining because they're all just like, oh God, we have to get a mortgage.
I think he's jealous.
Buying McDonald's in here, so let's go back to Greece.
So you can empathize with Greece.
Very angry.
Yeah. Just lost your job.
Lost my
very angry review, though. Very angry. But I like the, you know, some...
Well thought out. It might take him a few hours to write that in.
It was well written.
So, Emma, do you have anything to plug?
To plug? Yes, I do. Oh, yeah.
You are playing the Cat's Laughs?
I'm doing Cat Laughs on the Monday.
What's the name of your show?
E-Man of the House.
What's the date on that?
That's on the 5th. Yeah, that's
the 5th of June.
5th of June.
Monday. Kilkenny.
June Bank Holiday Go
check that out.
Holiday Wednesday. June Bank Holiday Wednesday.
Monday. Yeah, they're moving Bank Holidays to Wednesdays now. They felt the weekend was too long. Yeah, they are. Don't forget, buy tickets for our live show May 18th in the Workman's Club. Reviewables.eventbrite.ie for tickets. They're cheaper on the internet in advance than they are on the door, but you know it's up to
you. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Unrehearsed fun.
Alison Spittle, Kevin McGarren, Ronan Grace, and Damien Clark, and myself and Edwin. And you should come along. We'll see you there. Until then, keep on reviewing.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.